Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of March the 29th, 2025, the 29th of Adar, 5785. The following is an updated version of a message posted the week of March the 12th, 2016, the 2nd of Adar 2, 5776. This week's message is entitled Divine Interruptions, and I'm reading from Shemot, Exodus chapter 40, verses 34 and 35. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle, and Moses could not enter the meeting tent because the cloud settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Who likes interruptions? We live in a busy world, places to go, things to do, but interruptions are a fact of life, these days especially. Phone calls, text messages, social media posts, and emails all vie for our attention. I know we could do a better job resisting the buzzes and bells of these attention grabbers, but you know how it is. Some people are better than others at not being interrupted. They're the very focused individuals who are so keenly aware of their responsibilities that nothing will get in the way of their goals. Hold on. My daughter's texting me. Okay, I'm back. Where was I? Oh yeah, focused individuals. Focused individuals can be so good at resisting interruption that they might actually be missing what God is trying to do in their lives. You might wonder how that could be possible. If God is God, then how could he be resisted? We'll get to that in a minute. In this week's Torah portion, God interrupts Moses. After completing the building and setup of the Mishkan, or in English, tabernacle, we read that God's glory filled it so that it prevented Moses from going into the special tent where he normally met with God. This tangible manifestation of God kept Moses from doing his regular duties. I imagine most people reading this would consider it amazingly wonderful that God's presence would be among people in such a spectacular and awesome way. But that's the perspective of an objective reader. It's another thing when you're in the middle of it. In Moses' case, he may not have had much of a choice, but how about when God interrupts our lives in other not-so-obvious ways? When great unexpected events happen to us, the kind that has the potential to change the course of our lives completely, what then? I'm not saying that every such event is a divine interruption, but I wonder how much we might be missing, or worse, resisting. The greatest divine interruption in history was the coming of the Messiah, Yeshua. God had prepped the Jewish people for centuries for his arrival. By the time he came, messianic expectation in Israel was at a fever pitch. As he began to teach and perform signs and wonders, crowds of people started to wonder if he might indeed be the one. The leadership was hesitant, just as established leadership tends to be. But then most of the leadership became more than hesitant. They became outright resistant, hostile in fact. Even though they were the ones who had taught the people about the Messiah in the first place, he was interrupting their lives by not doing things exactly as they expected. They had successfully built a community of survival within a very oppressive society and were legitimately afraid that change would undermine their rule. Therefore, interruptions could not be tolerated. They may not have been conscious of how much their insistence on staying on course blinded them to God to the extent that most of them failed to see that the Messiah was in their midst. This should be a great warning to us all. These leaders, for the most part, acted out of a good motive as they sought to fulfill their God-given responsibilities. But if experts and keeners out of their earnestness could resist a divine interruption, how much more could we? Do we think we're not susceptible to being so focused on our agendas, plans, and ways of doing things that we wouldn't completely ignore God when he shows up? This is not to say that every interruption in our lives is from God and should be wholeheartedly embraced. But let's be careful that in our desire to stay focused, we don't miss how God might be trying to get through to us. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter @TorahBites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitraot.